gang, online showtime. It is the Daily Podcast. Thanks for checking it out. It is me, Dave Gibson, in here with you. All the clips from this morning, of course. That's how we do things. All the best moments right here for you today. Our classic brackets had the last matchup before we get to the semifinals today. It came down to ELO versus Tom Petty. There's a new way that women are displaying the fact that they are engaged. And it may make some guys and people in the general public want to disengage from their presence. Pretty gross stuff. Norway has a strange law that we all learned about involving what not to do while there. And comedian and actor Jimmy Yang joined us. You may know him from the HBO show Silicon Valley. He has a new book out. He joined us and explained to us how to American. So hope you dig it. It's all in here for you. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Right now,
it's awesome, baby!
Welcome to the big show.
Yep, here we go once again. Our fourth round of the Elite Eight of classic rock. You guys picked the bands representing the North, the South, the West, and the Brits. And it seems that today we've come down to the South and the Brits up against each other. Representing the South is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Representing the Brits is Electric Light Orchestra. Now we'll play a song from each of them and you get to text in who you believe should move on to the next round. If you're going with ELO, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Tom Petty, text 2 to MGK, MGK. We'll start out with ELO and then move our way toward Tom Petty. 1 for ELO, 2 for Petty to MGK, MGK. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK, Tom Petty and ELO, and it's time to bring our voting to an end. And I have to say, this is the heaviest voting we've had all week.
Yep.
I mean, this was absolutely intense. And the separation is massive. This is almost like the Quakers Jayhawks game later on today.
Yeah, Quakers are going to kill them, right? Go Pens.
Taking nearly 70% of the vote, Tom Petty. It just like ELO didn't stand a chance from the get.
Poor Jeff Lynne.
At first, it was like, you know, 1-2, 1-2, 1, and then it was just like 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Yeah. They're just coming in. So this is wild. It's going to be the North against the South in the final four of this. Aerosmith and Bob Seger will go up against each other tomorrow. Then on Monday, Skynyrd goes up against Tom Petty.
North, North, South, South.
Right, North, North, oh. South, South.
I'm going to bring in my fiddle for the final
round. It's going to be like the Civil War when we get to the finals, right? Right?
You know,
the North
background
against the South. So, oh, God.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
I cannot believe this. Before, Cindy, I don't know if you follow this story. Did you hear about the United Airlines story with the dog?
Yes, I did.
I mean, it just absolutely, and to some extent, I also have to blame the dog owners.
No question.
All right, you know, because they had, if you didn't hear the story, they had, so they put a French Bull Terrier, brought on a plane in a carrying case, had it under the seat. Stewardess says you have to put it in the overhead. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you know, maybe put it in the overhead for the takeoff. But, you know, the whole plane could hear the dog yelping and crying, and it died in there.
Yeah, it's insane.
And it
the whole
died in
plane
there.
Was cowed,
all right?
Essentially.
All right, you ready for this? Here's another dog in United story. All right, the second day in a row.
Oh my God.
What I got to tell you, I won't get on a United Airline plane to save my life.
What are they doing?
It's got to be the only flight out of a volcano, you know, island, and the volcano's exploding for me to get on a United flight at this
what
point.
What happened this time?
All right, they sent a dog to Japan that was supposed to go to Missouri.
All right.
Is there a Japan, Missouri?
Yeah. This woman, Kara Swindell, shows up at the airport to pick up her dog, and they turn to her and go, "Oh, is it? Your Great Dane is beautiful." She's expecting a German Shepherd.
Uh-oh.
All right. So,
and if there's one continent you don't want your dog going to,
Asia.
It's Asia.
Right? Yeah. Although they are flying the dog back in first class. Right?
Good.
I'm sorry. They got to change the slogan.
We won't drag you off
And we will try not to lose your dog.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
Do you wear your engagement ring?
Oh, sure.
You still do? Okay, you wear your engagement ring and your wedding band?
Yeah.
All right. What about your wives?
She takes it off at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Puts it on in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, my wife keeps it on all the time.
Okay.
Devoted.
Yeah. All right. Apparently, there's a new trend where women are skipping engagement rings. Have you heard about this?
I'm cool. That saves a lot of money.
No. Not skipping diamonds. They're skipping engagement rings.
Okay.
Okay. The new thing is to get the diamond embedded in your finger.
Ooh. Ew.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's
what, like one of those anchor piercings?
Yes. It's called a dermal anchor. Ooh. Right? And then what they do is they place this hook underneath your left hand, you know, your index finger on your left hand. Ring finger on your left hand. They put this hook in, and then they hook the diamond into it. So you just have a diamond coming out of, you know, out of your finger.
Your love is infectious, and now so is your finger.
This is dumb.
Diamonds are forever. It's just for you, Dave. So it's got to be painful, though. I mean, it's just.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Jimmy Yang is someone that you probably know from Silicon Valley. We're huge fans of the show. It's coming back in a couple of weeks, but he's here because there's some things you might not know about Jimmy. The fact that he really is a stand-up comedian, and the fact that he's got a brand new book out called How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Trusting the process.
Yeah,
here.
Damn right. Yes. Yes.
He knows. He understands.
How you ingratiate yourself to the city, Jimmy. Good job.
I say that to every city.
You son of a...
I always see you as Jimmy Yang, but I notice on the press release they sent us, you're Jimmy O. Yang. Is that because St. Patrick's Day is this week?
Yes. It's only for this week, and then I'll change my name after that. No. O. Yang is a two-character last name in Chinese, and my legal name is actually Manxing O. Yang, and Jimmy is just my middle name that was given to me.
Manxing.
Yeah, which means 10,000 success in Chinese.
And how many successes have you had?
Well, maybe two. If this book works out, maybe two.
Well, how old were you when you got here?
I was 13.
You were 13, and did you speak English at all?
So I learned English on paper, like in school, how kids here would learn Spanish.
Right.
But if you send a kid here to when he's 13 to Mexico, he's not going to be able to survive on the language.
Right, okay. So basically, you couldn't just ask people where the library was and it would get you through?
I'm still learning that.
But what was it like first like being in this country?
It was kind of tough, especially the language. Everybody was talking so fast. And the school I went to in L.A., it was just a mix of everyone. Because in Hong Kong, all I went to school with was Chinese kids that either spoke Cantonese or Mandarin. So I really had to learn, and especially like the slangs, the American slangs.
Right.
They never taught me that in Hong Kong, like, what's up?
Right.
Like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, a girl came up to me and said, what's up? I just looked up in the sky for a minute. I didn't know what a Super Bowl was.
Right. You know? Okay. All right.
And then I heard the thong song. I didn't even know what a thong was. I went to college eventually for economics, you know, to please my parents. That's the easiest major that still pleases Asian parents.
Well, it involves math, of course.
Right, exactly. I was pretty good at math.
There's a surprise. An Asian guy who's good at math. What are you going to do? Tell me next you played a violin?
I did, actually. Very well. Awesome. And I played ping pong competitively.
Okay, all right. I was going there, too.
Get it.
And then I just knew when I got the internship, like, doing finance, like, I didn't want to do that whatsoever. I found stand-up, much to my parents' disappointment.
Did they understand stand-up at all?
Not at all. We didn't have stand-up in Hong Kong or China. my parents still call it a talk show.
A talk show?
Yeah, they think I'm like trying to be Jay Leno or something.
Okay. All right.
I was going through parts of the book, and I came to your brother. Mm-hmm. His name, at least when you guys got here, is yeah. Roger.
So everybody in Hong Kong has a Chinese name like mine, like Man Xing, and then also a nickname like Jimmy.
Okay.
So they named me Jimmy because they didn't have a reason. They were like, Jimmy sounded good. It sounded American.
Right? All right.
And then they named my brother Roger after Roger Moore from 007 because that's their favorite Bond. Okay. But then my brother thought that sounded like an old white guy name. Yeah. So he didn't like it. And then eventually he actually legally changed his name to Roy. Which is ironic.
That's an older
like black guy.
That's amazing.
And my dad's name Richard, and I asked him like, why you name Richard? He's like, oh, because I want to be rich. Very, very simple. Straightforward people.
Oh God.
But my mom completely doesn't get it. She completely misses the point. She told me the first time she saw Silicon Valley, she's like, Jimmy, how many times do I have to tell you don't hunch your back? I'm like, Mom, I'm playing a character on TV. And she's like, play a character that doesn't hunch his back.
Well, speaking of your mother, I need to ask you about Asian culture and bluntness, especially mm-hmm. Asian women. The laundromat I go to, it just turns out that it is run by two Asian women. And I wanted to get 2 inches let out in a pair of pants for a suit. And she flat out looks at me and says, well, that's a lot. Why not just lose the weight?
They're brutally Asian women are brutally honest.
Yes.
I go to my mother's house. She'll tell me exactly what is wrong with my face. Jimmy, your face is fat. What happened? Your hair. You look homeless. After like 30 years of this, my self-image is just a fat homeless lesbian.
When will you bring your talk show to Philadelphia?
I'm coming to Helium April 4th, baby.
All right, well, oh,
dude, you got to be here in the studio.
The there, yeah.
You got to be here in the studio. Yeah, yeah. And we'll bring in some Mexican food because I know how much your grandparents love that.
Oh yeah, they think my grandpa first day I'm in America. So let me take you to the best American food I ever had. And he took me to El Pollo Loco, which is a Mexican fast food chain.
Right, fast food chicken, right?
But he insisted on getting the dark meat instead of white meat.
Why?
Because he said white meat is a big chicken breast for dumb Americans.
Jimmy Yang. Oh, let me correct that. I'm sorry. I forget about St. Patrick's Day. Jimmy O Yang is our guest. He will be here in Philadelphia April 4th, you said?
April 4th, yeah.
April 4th. His new book, How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents, is available through Amazon.com. Jimmy, we look forward to meeting you, dude.
Thank you, sir.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
This is the actually the name of a town. Longyearbyen. Huh? Longyearbyen is in Norway. Oh, right? Okay. And it's the one place on Earth that you don't want to die.
Why?
All right, well, because you're not allowed to. All right, you ready for this? Right,
it's against the law.
Right. It's against the law. The city has 2,000 residents who must abide by a law that says that if they think their demise is imminent, then they've got to go to a more death-appropriate climate on the Norwegian mainland. Right, because of how cold it gets there. Right, bodies that don't decompose in the cemetery. They're just like freeze-dried. Right, you know, and they found. I mean, the law's been in place since the 1950s. They found back the people who died in 1918. Right, they checked on them in 1998, and that was for the flu epidemic at that time.
Uh-huh.
All right, and the virus was still in their bodies.
Oh God!
All right, so those who are near death or about to give birth are sent to the mainland for appropriate care. So don't die in Norway.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey,
honey. You got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.